Hi.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, it's beautiful. It's a great day.
Zach Logue is here with you guys. And what is, do you guys have a plan for the reason why he's up?
Well, you didn't tweet that.
Not yet.
So, but you didn't catch me off guard. Yeah, Zach's here. Cole Irvin is dealing with a little shoulder tightness, but we're going to see where he's at the end of the day. And so Zach's here, more precautionary, but you know, if we need be, Zach will travel with us.
So have you guys not ruled Irvin out for Friday?
We have not yet.
When this tightness started in the case of Cole Irvin? When it started, after his last start?
After his last start, he had a little bit of what we would call just general soreness. You know, he threw yesterday, and so we're evaluating him today in terms of that soreness, and we'll, you know, have a plan based on how he feels and decide on that tomorrow during the off day.
You think you call up somebody from AAA Mark to start one of the games on Tuesday in Detroit?
Well, yeah, we have to. You know, being as a doubleheader in Detroit, we'll need someone to come up and start for us.
Sorry, is Irvin having any sort of like tests or medical exams?
He's being evaluated, that's all I can think.
Sean Murphy, your new Salvador Perez. Hard to kind of keep him out of the lineup.
Well, Sean's been, you know, one of our guys that's been pretty consistent in terms of his results on the offensive side. He's a guy that loves to play, so it's hard to not keep him, or hard to keep him out of the lineup. He fights to be in every day, which you love. You know, with the off day tomorrow, you know, Sean and I have talked about his workload, and it makes sense that if he's available, he can, after a night game, play this day game and have a day off tomorrow.
This seems like a thing now with a new hat. The other day, so what's the story behind today's hat?
Well, Vinny, it's only the second different hat I've worn in 20 something games.
Or two in the last 4 days.
That was it 4 days ago that I wore the SC hat in honor of my daughter?
Yes.
Yeah, this is in honor of the traffic guys here in Oakland. My dad was a motor officer for 23 years and worked traffic. So it's actually his hat that they've given him, and I'm supposed to pass along. So I threw it on to make sure it fit.
That's a great story.
Thanks.
It's about Kevin Smith that caught you right as soon as you got him, and then up to now.
Yeah, Kevin, you know, in terms of what caught my eye, I love the athleticism. You know, his ability to play short, play third, play second. You know, and he's got a way about him that I like. He carries himself as a pro for a young player. And that's something that caught my eye right away.
How encouraging is it that the A's, the last two games, after being losing for so many runs, were able to fight back and score a few runs as they used to do before?
Yeah, you know, our offense the last 2 days, happy with the at-bats. You know, we can hopefully continue the momentum. We talk a lot about momentum in this game, and offensively it seems to be a pretty significant piece where, you know, a few guys start hitting and a few guys follow them. So, you know, hopefully today we come out and continue that momentum offensively.
Day off for Elvis?
Day off for Elvis, yes. We're, you know, continuing to try to manage the workload for guys, and he being one of the veteran guys. You know, we're doing our best to get him his rest, and especially with an off day tomorrow.
Ramon on track?
Oh, hey, John, welcome.
I was wondering the last time I got chewed out by a manager. It felt kind of good.
I wasn't chewing you out. I was just giving you a fair warning that, you know, you were going to miss this. So I mean, who wouldn't want to miss this, right?
This.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to see if is Ramon on track still for
the... Ramon's on track, yeah. Played last night. You know, so he's on track for that Sunday game, I believe.
Is he allowed to be here in the clubhouse a couple of days before he has to actually play?
You know, we'll play him, Manolo, until his time to come. You know, if that is Sunday and everything goes as planned or scheduled with Ramon and we're able to activate him Sunday, I would assume that then he will be with us Saturday before the Sunday activation.
What can he add, just in terms of enthusiasm, the way he plays the game, and just sort of the existing roster?
Yeah, you got to love Ramon's fire. And as you talk about, you know, the enthusiasm and the passion to play the game, and then you also talk about his professional at-bats. You know, I think his leadership and just the way he goes about his work ethic and his you know, continued just determination to go play hard.
Mark, have you struck up a relationship with the right field bleacher crew over the years? Just what do you think they bring to the atmosphere, just like the rhythm of the game?
I love the drums. You know, it's been a part of my baseball life here. It'll continue to be a part of baseball life here. You know, their spirit, their energy, passion for the A's is doesn't go unnoticed for sure.
How much longer do you think Stephen Vogt would need?
Well, he started playing catch yesterday. And for me, in terms of a timeline, I think, you know, it wouldn't be fair to put a timeline on Stephen right now. He's just doing baseball activity and just starting out. So.
Does he bring anything when he's on the injured list as a veteran guy that's been around?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's in the dugout in these games. You know, he's still obviously a big part of that leadership group with his experience. And you know, it's great to have him here, but obviously he's focused on also his rehab and getting himself back to being able to play every day. I have no new updates on Honey. I know he's just continuing his rehab and progression. So I think that would be a question for Nick.
No news.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Thank you very much.